EZ 101, the Greek man here rocking and a shrieking, a delightful combination thereof. I trust you have a tape in the wall and sack rolling and recording because we got some real action for you tonight. Action for everybody. Yeah, I don't want you calling me a male chiropodist. I take care of the ladies too. Huh? I know that both ladies and men share that same need for.
Maybe that's just what I need to do. Maybe I should have the Hopatagaga Handbook for Women. Let's look at chapter number one, The Shy Guy. You've always, probably if you're at least 25 or 30, you've met the shy guy. Probably one of the most frustrating men there is. Because you know he kind of wants to ask you out, but you can sense it, but yet he's too shy to really do anything. And you know he's a little nervous about it, but yet you can tell he wants you. And, of course, you want him very much, but, you know, you're kind of just agonizing to wait while he finally summons up the courage to take you out. And then once he does, you know, he'll take you to places with his friends or to dinner where you're in public and you can't really get at him. That's why you got to thumb through the Hopatagaga Handbook for Women. And find out that the best ploy is, you bring it up. You know, like if you see him in the office every day, or you see him someplace, he's somebody that you talk to, but he hasn't asked you out. Just smile and you ask. You say something like, you know, we ought to go drinking one night. Yeah, we'd have some fun, you know? That way he's not alarmed. It doesn't have the same intimacy of, you know, I'd like to go out on a date. He won't get scared. You say, hey, you know, we ought to go drinking some night. We'll tear the town up. We'll tear it up. And, you know, why don't you drop him by? Yeah, tell you what, when we go same car, it'd be better. That way one of us will be sober enough to drive carefully, right? Okay, see you at my house at 7, all right? So then you got him to come over at 7. But you have no intention of going out drinking. You put on something slinky, something that has a plunging cleavage. Something that shows a lot of, so that when you look down at your chest, you can go, hello, hello between them big babies, hello in there, whoa. I mean, you want to entice the guy. So when he comes to the door, you open the door, and there you are. You see his eyes open wide as he looks at your slinky attire. You say, come on in, come on in. You know, I was thinking, it's so cold outside at night, and it's dark, and look, feel how cold I am, you know. And you take his hand, and you put it on the skin of your arm and run it up there. And I just, you know, let him feel your skin. Say, look how cold I am. Anyway, you know, I got some food here. Of course, we went and prepared it, something really zesty. I got a little food around the place here. I got a couple of bottles of champagne. I got something for the video recorder. Earlier that day, you went out to your videotape club and you rented the most romantic movie you could find. Or maybe even one with a sad ending, you know, love story. Or terms of endearment. So that as you're watching this thing, drinking the glasses of champagne, you can cry at the end and say, oh, God, just hold me, hold me. That gives you an excuse to get your arms around him like you're choked up from the picture, but actually you're groping the guy. Now you put your arms around him and just say, hold me, and then as he holds you, you know, you look up at him with those tears rolling down your cheeks, and hey, that's the moment where he should kiss you. And if not, it's okay for you to just lean a little closer, close your eyes and moisten and part your lips. And then once that happens, hey, you are golden, baby. Next thing you know, you're posturpedic bound. So, there is one problem, though, with the shy guy that you got to watch out for. After you take him, he'll think he seduced you, you know, and he'll think that you're really in love with him and everything. And so he may start coming around a lot, which is really a pain in the tuchus. You know, he'll start sending you cards, and he'll keep asking you out to go out again, and he'll want to come over. And it may be just a one-shot deal, so to speak, you know? And maybe he's shy, but he's not that good. Maybe you want to see him. Hey, that's fine. If you want to see him, keep seeing him. But when you're tired of the guy, here's how you get rid of him. You have one last session with him, and then you get one of your next-door neighbors at a pre-designated time, say 9 o'clock in the morning, to come kick and beat the hell out of your door, screaming your name real loud and angry like, Gladys! Gladys! Wham, wham, wham! Gladys, you and I know you're in there, Gladys! Open this door, it's coming down! And then, of course, the guy will sit up in bed and say, who the hell is that? And you say, oh, my God, it's my husband. He must have gotten an early parole. I didn't think they paroled axe murderers. And the guy will go, axe murderers! You say, but that's all right, I'll tell you, but I'll get rid of him. I know, just I know just where to scratch him behind the ears to calm him down. And so you go downstairs and thank the neighbor, and then you come back and say, look, I care for you too much to see anything happen to you, so I tell you what, I better deal with my husband. I mean, he could come by at any time, and if he catches you, if he ever saw you with me, well, what kind of flowers would you like at your funeral? I mean, he doesn't care. He's already doing a life sentence. I mean, the man just doesn't care. If he ever saw us in a restaurant, you'd be dead meat. You'd be hamburger. So I better handle him, and I'll get back with you as soon as I got it under control. Okay? Okay, bye-bye.